Engineering Mayors.
Let's see, what do some people call them? A spook that you frighten children with. You might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you? What?
Boogeyman.
Okay. How would you greet a friend of yours on December 25th?
How would I do it? Uh-huh. Well, I never have done it. I don't know. How would I do it?
December 25th?
Oh, you're talking about on Christmas?
Yeah.
Well,
you'd say?
Christmas gift.
You wouldn't say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and you'd Christmas gift. I'd say Christmas gift. Because that'll be Christmas then, you know.
Uh-huh.
Happy Christmas, you know, something like that.
Okay. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm sure glad I don't have to. What? This very thought. I'm sure glad I don't have to.
I would say, glad I wouldn't have to carry it so far.
What do you call an animal that has a very hard shell, lives in the water, and it can bring its head and all of its feet inside its shell?
I would call them a cat.
Okay. And what do you call an animal like this that lives on land?
I call that a cat, and the other one I call him a turtle. The one lives in water, I call him a tub. On dry land, I call him a taffy.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
A hog.
Of a hog. Pig that can be eaten.
Well, I have to call it a hog. I don't know. Well,
what are chitlins?
Oh, you mean... Yeah, chitlins, that's what you mean. I thought you said a horn.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I've got this cold and I'm just not talking very clearly.
No, he's called his, sometimes we call him interest. His interest are his chitlins.
Uh-huh. What do you call the central part of an egg?
Yellow.
Uh-huh. And what do you call the upper part of a man's body between his waist and his shoulders?
Between his waist and his shoulders? Waistline?
What do you call this part of a man's body?
Oh, from up here down here?
Yeah.
Oh, I call it a breast part.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that is most heavily used for fishing?
I don't understand you.
Well, what do you get into and row out? When you want to go fishing, what are you sitting in while you're fishing?
Oh.
Out in the lake?
Oh, it is a boat, but I don't use them, I use the tank.
Oh, okay. And what do you call it if it's just got a pointed towards off your head? If it's pointed on both ends, you call it a...
I would call it a boat, you know. You know, it's supposed to be me. Go out wide and sharp at each end. I would call that a motorboat. Not a motorboat. It ain't a motorboat to put a motor on it, do you?
Mm-hmm.